Hello, awesome people. Welcome to Embrace the Pivot. I'm Dr. C. Robinson, your host for the show. Join me as we discover what pivoting actually means and how you can embrace your pivot during life's transitions. Hello, awesome people. It has been a hot minute since my last Embrace the Pivot podcast. I'm well aware of that. Life has been a whirlwind in the most amazing way, so no complaints on my end. I have been thinking about the podcast and how I would like to restructure it, as I am calling it the relaunch because it has been so long since my last episode. But I would like to pivot the podcast. Instead of doing extremely long segments, I would like to stick to about 10 minutes, like a snapshot segment. I have some really interesting guests coming up. I'm really excited. I have reached my 300th article, and which means that I have now interviewed over 500 individuals on pivoting. Oh my goodness. It's crazy. I can't believe that I have reached 300 articles and have interviewed over 500 people. The whole point of that is to say I have a lot more information on pivoting and how to successfully pivot. Pivoting is still a hot topic right now, which is amazing. And I am almost finished with my book, which I'm so excited to share in the upcoming episodes and when I plan on launching it and what's included and who's included in my book. Very excited about that. And some of you know, I've started my modeling career and I just booked my first photo shoot. I am so excited. If you could see me right now, I am jumping up and down if I could, holding a microphone in my hand. That's coming up in a couple weeks. Super excited about that journey. It's brand new to me. I am learning as I go. And who knows, maybe one day I will have my face on a billboard in Times Square in New York. I think that would be the coolest moment. But for now, I'm focusing on the first photo shoot and how awesome that's gonna look when I see my pictures on a brand's website. So just so super excited. That's a little bit about what's going on. I hope all of you have been doing fabulous and are still actively pivoting in your careers. Even if you are 100% happy with what you're doing, I hope that you are pivoting, because pivoting means that you're still learning, you're still working on cool projects. That all encompasses the pivot and the transition that's taking place. If you're just being stagnant, I hope that you're able to figure out why you're stagnant, why you're not moving forward, what's holding you back, and seek out those projects. Sometimes maybe your work or your position doesn't allow for cool projects to come along, but that doesn't mean that you can't go after them yourself. When I worked out in Hollywood, I had to initially get a temp job, which is fine because I was very naive moving out there thinking I was going to be the next Steven Spielberg, even though I had zero experience. Oh, I laugh about that all the time. That's a episode for another day though. Working at the temp agency within entertainment really gave me an opportunity to work at different studios, at production companies, at agencies. And yeah, I wasn't working on those cool projects. I was a receptionist filling in for someone who called out. However, it did give me an opportunity to work on my own stuff. I had my computer, I had a notebook, and I would just start writing. And some really cool ideas came out of it. And I actually, during that time, because all I was doing was answering phones and redirecting people and greeting people when they walked into the office, I actually wrote a whole book. Now, not only did I write a whole book from that, I wrote 5 different versions of it, or I edited it as I went along. I'm yet to release that book because it's just not quite perfect for me yet. The whole point of that is find the projects yourself. And as I got out of the temp agency and I actually got a full-time job, I started seeking the jobs or the projects after work. I started networking with people saying, hey, what are you working on that I can help you with? On weekends, I would go out and I would do those projects. And yeah, when you're an early 20-year-old, you have all the time in the world, no obligations. I get it. It's easier to do. But if you are really, really miserable in the situation that you're in now, I highly recommend make time, even if it's one day a month, make time to work on a project that's going to give you insight and the skills to where you really want to be. Within the 500 people that I've interviewed, a lot of them are over 60 and they said, you know what? I want to do something else. This isn't for me. And I recently just interviewed someone in their 80s and they are still working. They are still going. They go, the individual said that they have so much to give. They couldn't see not doing what they're doing. So if you really want something in your life, if you really want no regrets, find that time. And again, even if it's 1 hour a month, it's okay. You are still working to where you want to go. And I was just talking with someone for my book, and he said to me, people don't really talk about the investment you have to make in yourself when you pivot. And that was so profound because it is an investment. Right? Everyone says invest in yourself, invest in yourself. And yeah, that's easy. It's easy to do if your company is paying for it. Okay, you take time, you take some classes. It's easy to do if you're in school. But what about everyone who is working? They have to feed a family or they have to support a family and they don't know how to, or they're afraid not to have that paycheck come in because they have that family to support. So what do? Do you leave, quit abruptly and find that new position? Do you stick it out for the paycheck? You know, what do? And that's where the investment comes in. That's when you can see, you know what? I am worth this. I am worth taking a chance on myself and investing everything I have. And when we say everything that you have, we necessarily don't mean monetary value. We mean your time, your dedication, your focus, your network, your resources. It's, are you willing to take all of that and go for it? Because there's been some projects where didn't work out. And you know what? Sometimes those resources, that investment, it was a waste, 100%, on different partnerships, different friendships, clients, whatever that may be. But you, I'm talking about myself right now. I had to invest. I had to see where that would lead me. And I was, what I put in, I was willing to lose. And a majority of it for pivoting is time. It's trial an error. But as long as you keep going, you will get there. Every day you're getting yourself closer and closer to where you want to be. I appreciate all of you who are listening to me, who support me, who like my posts, and who follow me. I try and follow everyone back. Here we are. We are at the launch, at the beginning of the pivot of the new Embrace the Pivot podcast. Once again, I want to try and make this fun, quick, a snapshot of every element of pivoting because I think it's so important and I really want to see all of you succeed 100%. So keep pivoting. If you have any questions, my email has changed. It is now robinson@readytoroar.co and ready2roar.co, not .com. That is on purpose. So please hit me up with any questions about pivoting. Happy to answer them. And I look forward to being here with you twice a month. All right. Have a great day and I'll see you next time. You can follow me, Dr. C, on Instagram at embracethepivot. I hope all of you embrace your pivot.